Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Is our text number. Wash your hands. Laura, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You're 26 years of age and you got some bad news yesterday, and that's why you contacted us this morning. Tell us why you contacted us, Laura.
I contacted you because I ended up going into hospital, into A&E. I was pregnant and I had really bad cramps, and later on realised that there was no heartbeat anymore.
Yeah.
So when I went in, you're told to go in alone,
yeah,
which is a horrible experience in itself because you don't know what's going on and you're in pain. I was seen to pretty quickly, which was good. The staff were really lovely. I'm not trying to bash them at all.
I know that.
But it's just the fact of being told the most horrific news you'll ever hear as a woman on your own. And then after I was told that, I was told I'd wait 6 days before I could get it removed, and I have to attend the appointment alone.
And not that you have to attend the appointment alone, you've no option. You asked for someone to come with you, obviously. It's a very, very... The 12-week scan, it's normally a time afterwards. If everything goes well, you tell your family and friends that you're pregnant. But the 12-week scan, as it happened for you, didn't go well. And you said, I presume you asked them, Laura, can I bring someone with me next week? It's a terrible thing to go through on your own.
I rang a few times, bawling, crying, begging them, and it's just a straight no due to COVID reasons. And then last night I was in serious agony, and my partner wanted to bring me in. And with that, we asked, could he come with me? And there was absolutely no way. You had to go in alone. So I'm really just trying to raise awareness and try and make a change. I don't understand how I can go to Tesco's with my partner and spend up to an hour.
Yeah.
Looking at different things, picking out different meals, touching things, checking the dates on things, putting things in the trolley, taking them out, putting them back in, and queuing along loads of other people. But yet my boyfriend can't come in and wait for an hour for me to have one of the most invasive and horrible surgeries possible, to wake up in pain alone, not knowing what's going on. And no one's allowed to come with me.
And they said that's a blanket rule, even though we were told, and this is Hollis Street we're talking about, we were told by a number of maternity hospitals when this issue has been coming up almost every fortnight for the last 6 months. And despite what is said in the Dáil, and despite what is promised in the Dáil, nothing seemed that there will be calibration, and there will be exceptions in very difficult circumstances, which sounds to me like, as you say, you can't be in a more difficult and distressing situation than the one you're in now.
No.
It's knowing that you're going to lose your baby next week in a planned procedure. And there was
it's
no...
It's the wait as well. It's waiting. It's already... there is no heartbeat. And I have to walk around now in this situation, knowing that this day is coming up and I have to do it alone.
Yeah.
I don't want... I'm seriously considering just not going, which can cause serious health complications.
Yeah, well, don't do that, please.
But I just don't understand how they can allow this to happen. Like, it's not just happening to me; it's happening to hundreds of people every day. This happens to 1 in 4 people, and I'm nearly blessed that I wish it didn't happen, but that it happened so soon. I can't even imagine how somebody at 8 months or 9 months would feel.
And it sounds to me like you spoke to a number of different people at different times.
Yeah.
In the hospital, be it on the phone or be it when you went into awful pain last night, but there was no give at all.
No, well, when I went in to A&E, I went in twice. I went in the night previous, and there was only one doctor on. It's not their fault, but it just was a very poor setup. So I left because they said they couldn't do anything to stop the bleeding. So I left, and I came back in the next day.
Yeah.
And I was seen to immediately. I had the nicest women ever look after me. They were so kind. And they did offer, after they had told me the bad news, they then offered, did I want to go out and get my partner or whoever I had outside waiting for me to come in? But it was too late. I just wanted to get out of there. I was so shook.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to bring, you know, I didn't want to walk out in pain and bleeding and then bring somebody back in hysterical to go through what I already knew. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's too late.
And as you say, to wait 5 or 6 days for the actual procedure.
Yeah. And that's because they're so busy. So this is happening to so many people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I'm trying to remember the figure from, it's about 3 weeks ago when we did it. One of the women who contacted us, I think she had done the stats, and there was something like 14 women a day in Ireland have a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And I've now, could be more than that, but I'll try and do. But it was a significant number every single day, who were for various reasons the child wasn't viable. The fetus wasn't viable after a short 12, 16 weeks, and then the procedure had to be completed. But they were left in a very, very difficult situation, a very difficult situation. Yeah. Now, the argument that's put forward about why you can walk through Tesco and why you can't, but by the way, I know you weren't planning to walk through with your partner through Holles Street. But the argument is, oh, well, if we can't let COVID into a hospital, into a maternity hospital.
No, but if he washes his hands and sanitizes,
yeah, I know that. I know.
His arms folded in one area and waits for me to wake up. Like, how is that not allowed? And it's not just with this. It's with other people sick in hospital. Like, I just think it was inhumane to not have a loved one by your side.
Yeah. Okay, there definitely needs. And thanks for raising it again. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you have to raise it in these circumstances. And I'm also so sorry, Laura, that you're talking to us and you're still carrying your baby. And that's an enormous, apart from the physical aspect of it, which you spoke about, the pain, but that's an enormous emotional machine to be in terms of your emotions and what you're thinking and what could be, what if, what may, or whatever. So I hope, and you don't need that extra burden on top of that agony, emotional agony, physical agony, by saying, oh, by the way, you can come in next Wednesday, but come in on your own. You're coming
but
in.
For fathers as well, it's frustrating. Yeah. They have no control. They can't help. Like, they're completely helpless.
Okay, it is a decision made by the managers of the hospitals. Now, I know the managers of the maternity hospitals are invariably medics. But as you say, the staff are brilliant in Holles Street, so it's a great pity that there can't be some calibration or some architecture installed to try and help people like you in this awful situation that you find yourself in, Laura. I hope that whatever happens to you over the next few days, you can manage. It's a very, very heavy burden you're carrying between now and next week, and indeed beyond that, because of the loss of your child. But Laura, thanks again for highlighting it, and if anything changes, we let you know. The doll is not sitting today. It usually is brought up in the doll. I'm not saying after Lifeline, but it has featured in the doll a number of times. But despite promises in the doll, nothing has changed. I remember one afternoon on Lifeline going up. I think the whole programme was calls from women in the same situation as yourself, Laura. And I remember going up, and then when I got home or whatever, 7 o'clock that night, I heard on the news that the doll had been told that the maternity hospital were going to make changes to try and help women and partners in situations like yourself. But nothing has happened, as you are testimony to in one of the biggest maternity hospitals in the country, Holles Street. Laura, best wishes to you.
Thank you very much, and
all those around you. That's Laura. Thanks indeed, Linda.
Thank you,
Laura. Stay safe, and look after yourself. You're going through an awful time.